Well, today we have one of the most comforting readings in all of the scriptures. It's from John chapter 14, verses 1 through 6. This is often chosen at funeral masses because at a time of loss, at a time of a funeral, we hear the words of Jesus, "Do not let your hearts be troubled." Now, when the Lord spoke this, He said this at the Last Supper. This is the beginning of John chapter 14. But a chapter before, in chapter 13, the Lord is gathered at the Last Supper with His disciples, and He predicts that one of them would betray Him. And the apostles were very saddened and upset about this. And then St. Peter speaks up and says, "Lord, even if everyone else betrays you, I will never betray you." And Jesus says, "Before the cock crows, you will deny me three times. Before morning, before the sun rises, you will deny me three times." And this saddened the apostles as well. And they began to be disturbed and upset. And then we move to today's gospel. Then Jesus says to them, "Do not let your hearts be troubled." So they were troubled. They knew that the Lord was going away from them. Jesus says, "Where I am going, you cannot come now." They did not know where He was going. And so they were very upset. They were very troubled at the Lord's prediction that one of them would betray Him, that Peter would deny Him three times. And so the Lord tries to comfort them and tells them, "Don't be troubled. Don't let your hearts be upset. Have faith in God," which is His Heavenly Father. "Have faith also in Me, the Son of God. In My Father's house, there are many dwelling places. So heaven is a kingdom. In the kingdom of heaven," it says, "there are many mansions, many dwelling places in His Father's house." And that's where we all hope to go eventually, one day, to the Father's house, to the kingdom of God, to the dwelling place that the Lord has prepared for us. He says, "If there were not, would I have told you that I'm going to prepare a place for you?" So Jesus would die on the cross, rise from the dead, ascend to heaven, and sits at the right hand of the Father. He will come back again at the end of time to take us to Himself. But He says, "I am going to prepare a place for you." That's one of the reasons why the Lord went to heaven, He says, is to prepare a place for each one of us. "And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back again and take you to Myself, so that where I am, you also may be, namely the kingdom of heaven." So the Lord promises to come back. We say, Christ has risen, Christ has died, Christ has risen, Christ will come again. We know He will come back to take us to Himself at the end of time, at the general resurrection on the last day, or He comes for us individually, each one of us, at the hour of our death, to come back and take us to Himself, so that where He is in heaven, we also may be. Then He says, "Where I am going, you know the way." Well, one apostle speaks up, that is Thomas, known as Doubting Thomas, always the one who was a little skeptical, always the one who was a little, perhaps, pessimistic. He says, "Master, we do not know where you are going. How can we know the way?" So Thomas was a little confused, he was a little suspicious, a little disheartened. Notice the answer that Jesus gives: "I am the way and the truth and the life." Those three words are so important. Notice Jesus doesn't say, "I will show you the way, I will teach you the truth, I will give you the life." He says, "No, I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life. No one comes to the Father except through Me." So Jesus is the way to heaven. He is incarnate truth. He is divine life. So this is what Jesus is for each one of us. He is our way to heaven. He is the way to get to the Heavenly Father. He is incarnate truth. He reveals the truth of the Heavenly Father, and He gives us divine life so that we can get to heaven. And if Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life, then Mary is the mother of the way, the mother of the truth, and the mother of the life. That's why we entrust and consecrate ourselves to our Blessed Mother, that she will always keep us close to Jesus, who is the way, the truth, and the life.